Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
You didn't hold it that long, dog.
I'm not going to do that, Tough Maggie.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpxradio.net.com, right? I do the same thing every week.
tpxradio.com.
Every week I get confused by it. Hey, and we got the magic going on in the chat room again with the Steel City Mafia in our room. We gotta sort out that some people have to use TPX, some people got to use TPS. What are you going to do? Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpxradio.com.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. You want to go a little loud? I'll make you a little louder if you want.
I actually, if you could raise my headphones up, that would be even better, because it's not only me I hear low, I hear everything low.
You feel louder now?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Yeah,
I think I'm too loud every week anyway, so you should probably leave my mic lower.
I'd like to leave your mic off if I had any sort of choice in the matter.
Bro, there's tons of TV on. I'll go watch.
Oh, awesome. If you want to join us on the show, because I don't want to talk to him, I want to talk to you, you can at 877-744-6405. Everything's a little crazy today. Everything's a little frantic today. I've had major computer problems. As you guys may remember from last week, we crashed like a minutes before we went on the air last week. This week, my computer, whose motherboard is fried, never actually got fixed the way it was supposed to yet. So now we're using a different computer today. We're going to be, Keith's lovely young lady was lovely and lady enough. What? To, my mouth doesn't work fast enough. But, she was lovely enough to let us use her laptop this week. So Keith is going to be on the phones. Keith is going to be on the music.
So board. I'm sitting on her lap because Chris doesn't have a chair.
Right. So, yeah. So do what you can and bombard the phones as much as you can. Try and make it as difficult for him as possible. I think it would be awesome. I'm just looking for any excuse for there to be a bombardment of the phones. Not going to happen, though. No one wakes up this time.
I want to do the thing that I hear sports guys do. Say, you know who I want to hear from today? I want to hear from Joe D from Brooklyn. But there's no one really to hear from. I'd like to hear from Deja, but I don't think we will.
No, we definitely won't. But by the way, do you know who I'd like to hear from? I want to hear from Jerome from Brooklyn today.
Wow, I really want to hear. Honestly, if we could have done a little prep, we could have got Jerome to call the show, because he has no idea, like, you know.
For those of you who don't know, we're talking about standbys on New York talk radio, callers.
Jerome from Brooklyn is known, Mike and the Mad Dog are broadcast
TV
nationally
show,
on
right?
Yes Network, so, you know. Plus, I think Jerome calls every single station. CBS Sunday Morning News did a thing on him. So, like, that was like a national news program, did a thing on Jerome from the Bronx, he's from, right?
Oh, Jerome from the Bronx, that's absolutely right.
I don't know, actually.
I actually think it's Jerome from Brooklyn.
Yeah, he don't live in the Bronx.
It's Jerome from Brooklyn.
He's
screaming
right now.
Why
is he screaming?
I had a heart attack.
Come on!
so wrong you doing the I had a heart attack thing. I forgot he really did.
He had like a heart attack. I love that we're talking about a caller.
A caller to somebody else's show. I don't understand that line still to this day. I love the song. Brings back wonderful memories. But I don't understand where there's a Mets man, you'll find a Mets fan. Does that mean where there's like a Met player? Anyone else in the room want to answer me?
I'm sorry, dude. I'm talking to I'm losing my mind. I'm talking to people in the chat room about the fact that we're sharing a chat room. Same thing as last week. I'm sorry, I got distracted by it.
Yes, don't worry about it. Can I ask those people to come listen to us instead? Is there anything wrong with that?
I said, hey, our show is on TPX.
I don't think the Steel City Mafia is on. I think they go off. Because last week, he was thanking everyone. Is it just a matter of when, though?
Apparently, it's not going to be too much longer.
All right, so here we go. Obviously, the Mets won yesterday. And
and something else happened. Someplace else.
For some reason, this is all I had up. But this is just the perfect exiting music for the Yankees. Granted, the Little Rascals didn't cost $210 million to make, and they had way more success. So here's the thing. Bill Madden from the Daily News was apparently broke the story this morning. I don't think he broke it in the Daily News. I think he broke it on Mike Francesa's NFL show afterwards, that Joe Torre will be out within 48 hours. And...
and some other song is playing.
And some other song's going to take his place. And Lou Piniella will be in to manage the Yankees.
That's the news. That's the news that's going around. I don't know how much of it is guaranteed in fact.
Bill Madden usually knows what he's talking about when it comes to the Yankees because George Steinbrenner talks to him personally.
You ready for this?
Go ahead.
You heard it here first.
Panthers in six.
It's not going to be Lou Piniella.
If they're smart, it's not.
It's going to be Buck Showalter. You heard it here first, friends.
I don't think Lou Piniella is the guy to bring in. Lou Piniella is very temperamental. Lou Piniella had a problem managing kids in Tampa Bay that make nothing. He's going to have real issues managing guys that make way more than he ever saw in his life.
What makes you think that most of those guys are going to still be on the team?
Well, okay, they're going to trade Alex Rodriguez, I would assume, if they can.
A-Rod, gone.
They have to get rid of A-Rod because Yankee fans just are never going to accept how good he is.
Mussina, gone. Sheffield, gone. Johnson,
Sheffield is gone because they won't re-sign him.
Johnson, gone.
Johnson has another year in his contract. Are you taking him if you're the GM of a team?
Give him away for
$18 million or whatever he's going to get next year?
They're going to give him away for a bag of wooden
nickels. Here's the thing. You know what? Go around the bases. Whoever's at first. Giambi, they're not going to be able to get rid of. Sheffield, they're not going to... Well, Sheffield, they don't have to re-sign, so he's gone. Robinson Cano, obviously, they're going to keep if they're smart. Jeter's obviously there forever. Alex Rodriguez, I'd say, is gone. Posada, they'll keep. I mean, I don't even know Posada's story, if he has any time left on his contract. Matsui, they could probably trade to the Mariners. The Mariners love Japanese players.
There's no reason to get rid of Matsui, though.
But that's the thing. There's no reason to get rid of him. Damon's obviously going to stay. Mm-hmm. And Abreu has 1 year left at $18 million, so... they're not going to get that much value back for him, so then they'll probably keep him. That's a heavy payroll. That's a huge, heavy payroll. And the thing is now, they have to look at it now. Do you go and add Barry Zito and Jason Schmidt and whoever the other big-name free agent pitcher is on the market and have a $270 million payroll next year? Or do you actually try to maybe approach this from a different angle?
No.
Because the Yankees won in
George Steinbrenner does not know how to approach things from a different angle.
The Yankees in the late 90s won because they always had the biggest payroll, but they won because of players like Jeter, O'Neill, and Brocious, and they didn't win because sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm making faces at you while you're talking. I'm sorry.
They didn't win because of bringing in huge, big names. Like, they brought in Cecil Fielder, and that was like...
Cecil. Cecil, I prefer to call him.
Isn't it Beanie? You totally threw me. I felt like a professional sports guy for a minute until you started making faces at me, knocking me down a peg and remind me where I am.
Dude, you got to realize something. You do a show with a half a retard, and I'm only
on the other half.
Exactly.
So, but I mean, it's gonna take more cleverness than just going out and adding $60 million more payroll. It's gonna take, you know, a different approach, and it's gonna be hard. We'll see how great Brian Cashman is now. Brian Cashman's constantly getting credit for being this brilliant GM because he gets a blank check to write to anybody in the league.
Let me tell you something, okay? If they get Barry Bonds on the team, they'll definitely win it all.
They should just get Bonds. Honestly, all right, I'm taking over the Yankees right now. Everybody stays. We bring in Soriano.
Dude, in the chat room, my grand boy just said, get Soriano back from the Nationals.
Sign Soriano. Sign Jason Schmidt. Sign Barry Zito.
Schmidt or Carpenter, without question.
Carpenter's a free agent, too?
I could have swore he was.
Dude, all three will be there. Schmidt, Carpenter, Zito, Wang, Johnson. Randy Johnson's the fifth starter.
Carpenter might not be, the more I'm thinking about it.
I think Carpenter, you know, I think you might be right, because I think he signed a one-year deal.
Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head. sorry, I can't stop making faces for some reason.
They can't just. Granted, I hope they just pour a whole lot of money and keep. I hope they turn into the Knicks. Is honestly what I hope. But you know.
What do you mean? Do you
like want turn Isaiah into the Knicks like a big
guy? You want Steinbrenner to actually?
I hope they give Allen Houston a 6-year deal for like $100 million. I could play short coach.
I was going to say, I thought that would mean that Cashman would be the coach, too.
Like Allen Houston walks out onto the field in spring training and pushes Jeter out of the way. No, I'm playing short. Because that's how Allen Houston talks.
You all but said, hello, M. Dad. This am Allen Houston. Yeah,
that was my Howard Stern slave voice.
Great. Absurdness. Absurd. Well,
I'm sorry. I just
again. I don't want to go too crazy for the non-baseball fans and get too deep into what should and shouldn't happen. The long and the
one guy listening likes baseball. The other one doesn't.
the gist of the story is I think that
you totally turned into the Mad Dog right there.
I'm sorry.
He's going crazy today. All right. If you don't know who the Mad Dog is. Seriously, you're probably not a sports fan then. He is sports.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Mike. It's me. I'm sports.
He's the rabid little dude that's on Mike and the Mad Dog show.
Is he really little, though? He's just skinny.
I guess he's little in comparison to the big giant sitting next to
him. To the guy
who
could eat him.
Who's probably tried. The funny thing is, the second game, when the Yankees were tied with the Tigers had just tied the game, he starts proclaiming that the Tigers are going to take the lead and win the next two games, and Mike Francesa is sitting there making fun of him, and then it happened. I love the Oakland A's too. Obviously, I'm 100% going for the Mets because that's my team, but I love the Oakland A's too, which means the Mets will probably make it to the World Series, and I'll have to root against them. Yeah, I know, I can't even say that I care. It's such a disparity in how I like the two teams, but
one step at a time.
I know.
NLCS is the next thing you got to worry
about.
But
both of my World Series predictions were eliminated yesterday. Yankees Dodgers.
You know, that's what I wanted to open today's show. All right, you know, the big story of the week, obviously, is that your World Series prediction was wrong. Dodgers Yanks both eliminated.
I guess I have to.
Eliminated within hours of each other. And God love it. It's good stuff. So, hey, man, like I said, you're thinking a way too far ahead. Go one step at a time. You got the NLCS right in front of you right now. Do you want the Padres or do you want the Cardinals?
I want the Cardinals to win tomorrow. I want the Cardinals more than the Padres. Actually, it doesn't matter. Chris Carpenter's pitching today. I want him out of game one. Mm-hmm. I want to get to the rest of that Cardinals rotation. As good as Jeff Weaver has pitched, he's not going to pitch a third shutout in a row. So, and the Mets need that because you know what? Their starting pitching is hanging by a thread.
You know what? Hanging by a thread. Did a fine job.
Glavin did a fine job. John Mayne did an okay job.
Yeah, six innings for
six shutout innings for Glavine. He did actually did better than fine.
Was it 4.5 or 5 innings for Maine?
I think it was 4 1/3. He gave up like a run or two. Traxel yesterday did his usual thing in the fourth inning. He started to fall apart.
And it's all good when you got when you
Oliver
got...
Perez is the game four pitcher. Rough. Unless they put Dave Williams back on the roster, I don't know. He might be a more consistent option, I think. Although Dave Williams got knocked out of the rotation when he gave up 9 runs in the first inning in Florida. Who knows? You know what? I'm glad they're there. Not a lot of teams. Ooh. Not every team gets to make it to the league championship series.
NLCS, baby. NLCS. They already won the NLDS.
Thank you for that.
Now they're going to NLCS.
What do they go after that? To WS?
WS. MLWS. I could S-P-E-L. L. Actually, that wouldn't be spelling. That would be... is that an acronym? Are acronyms when you have the first letter moves forward?
The guy from Saturday Night Live.
Horatio Sands? acronym. Oh, the guy from the Blues Brothers. Yeah. I forgot.
The guy that became a serious actor for a while.
Dude, Spies Like Us, come on.
Did he become a serious actor?
Yeah. Could you think of one person that thinks Dan Aykroyd is a serious actor? If you think
my Dan Aykroyd thing is him singing We Are the World in the back row. Like, he ended up there.
He wasn't even in the back. Like, he was kind of in the middle, and he was rocking a little
Wasn't
bit.
He in the back?
I don't think he was in the back.
I thought they went in size order.
Width does not count. He wasn't laying on his side in the back row.
It wasn't a class picture anyway, so they probably didn't. I know Diana Ross demanded her and Michael Jackson be right in the front and center. Because she cares about starving Africans. Even better, Bob Dylan demanded a separate room to record
but
his part.
Just believe, there's nothing you can throw. Wow, 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 wow. By the way, my wife every week complains about how loud I am. I'm sure she really appreciates that.
I thought
that
she complains about Cyndi Lauper every week.
Awesome.
What else is in that We Are the World video since it's 2006? You know what I have that's great?
Timely Talk.
Do They Know It's Christmas? The making of Do They Know It's Christmas?
I would actually like to say that. I really love that song a lot more than We Are the World.
Well, because
it's a good song.
It was written by the guy from Ultravox and the guy from the Boomtown Rats, as opposed to who even wrote We Are the World? I guess Quincy Jones or someone.
Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie.
That's who wrote it, really?
Absolutely.
Lionel Richie's not a bad songwriter.
But if you just believe. That's my favorite poem. But if you just believe,
there's a choice to make. James Ingram. Oh, that's the Boss. Yeah, doesn't the Boss sing on that too?
All right, let me hear you.
That was my Ray Charles.
That's good. Timely Radio, 2006, talking about We Are the World.
Bob Dylan demanded his own room to record his part, his own separate from the studio. He didn't want to be with those people.
He deserved it. He should.
I would have thought they all actually, in reality, really recorded their parts alone. I don't think they all really sang there and recorded. I think that was lip syncing.
I gotta find
like
that.
If they're releasing this as a major record, would they like acoustic wise, if that's the right word, would they want everyone standing in the same room singing? Like,
by the way, it's been pointed out in the chat room by Migrant Boy that yes, Aykroyd is a serious actor now. He was nominated for an Oscar for Driving Miss Daisy. I didn't see
there you go.
I didn't see Driving Miss Daisy. I didn't know he was
excellent. Thank you. And I'm also, no, forget it. Christmas with the Cranks wasn't a serious movie. Bill Murray was in a serious movie. They made a movie out of that book, The Razor's Edge, in the mid-80s.
Dude,
and
he did a million.
I don't mean
movies.
His new, like, I'm serious, but these are, like, black comedy roles, no, like in Rushmore.
Life Aquatic, you don't think is a serious role?
But in The Razor's Edge, he was like a serious actor, and it was always the most ridiculous thing watching Bill Murray with a straight face.
I would think that, I'm sorry.
Playing like a French soldier or whatever it was.
I think that Papa Steve is one of the most serious roles a man can ever play.
That's, I'm ignorant.
Papa Steve Zissou.
Oh, I don't remember him being, okay.
That's what Owen Wilson
And I've seen the movie like 4 times, too.
Yeah, I thought that was one of your favorite films.
It is a good movie. Love it.
Yeah, I'm a...
That wasn't too much filler. Me throwing in love it because you were away from the microphone.
It's good.
I agree with myself.
Do you? I'm trying to think about Bill Murray when he really did become a serious actor. Would you consider Scrooged a serious role?
It was a serious plot. How about Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day, I seriously do think, is a serious dramatic role that he played there. I'm not even screwing around. Like, he played a jerk.
Anytime Chris Elliott is in the credits, it's not a serious movie.
Chris Elliott's a fine actor, dude.
Not saying he's not.
Some of my favorite, some of his more serious work, when he drank up like a half a gallon of corn oil on the David Letterman show on Late Night.
Really what about disgusting. Him replacing Pee-wee Herman on Everybody Loves Raymond?
If I saw one episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, I would wish that I'd be dead.
I don't like that.
I've
show.
Never seen
I asked you know what? I did used to watch that show. Then it stopped. Then it never stopped being on, and I realized how much I hate it. But yeah, his brother's character, his brother-in-law is Chris Elliott. At first it was Pee-wee Herman playing the part. Mm-hmm. I guess he went by the name of Paul Rubens under it. I guess Pee-wee was too busy to keep playing hold that recurring character, so Chris Elliott had to take his part.
I've got to be honest with you. You might as well be talking Greek to me. No idea what you're talking about.
You don't know who Pee-wee Herman is?
Yeah, I know who Pee-wee Herman is.
You know who Chris Elliott is. You know the show, so you can kind of follow along.
Yeah, no, and I don't want to, though. I want to do anything I can.
I just wanted the truth.
Yeah, I'm doing anything I can to stay away from that. From
I got to be honest with you. I don't care what you're saying, and I wish you wouldn't be saying it anymore.
I hate Everybody Loves Raymond. That's basically all I was trying to say.
Too.
No, but I hate it more.
King of Queens is a better show, and I
never
hate that
watched
too.
One episode, and I hate it. What's the new one that Raymond is in?
That's not Raymond. And you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to reaffirm that will really be canceled by the new year.
Canceled, but brilliant. Death. Brilliant, but canceled. It's going to be on.
I hope it's canceled now.
But if you just believe. You're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Check out our website. Get us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405. You can get me on the instant messenger, Best in Show Chris. You can get him on the instant messenger, Best in Show Keith. You should be in the chat room over at TPX Radio. Wow, you know what, man? Everything's crazy. Over at tpxradio.com, or you can go to our website and go to contact and click on the chat room. And that's all the good stuff. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, bro. I don't even understand how we got where we were. We were busy celebrating, talking about, you know, the New York Metropolitans, a big success.
Just trying to stretch.
No, I'm trying to think.
Until we reach the 1 o'clock mark.
There was something in there. There was something in there that I was trying to think of. Oh, that's what it was. Like 2.5
Hands Across America?
Oh, so I guess you came into the chat room now. So I go into the, I'm having an IM conversation with our buddy Deja from the Sass Hour. You can get her at myspace.com/SassHour or The Sass Hour? The Sass Hour. So I'm having a conversation with her. I love, by the way, that we have our own show that none of our listeners know about. While we sit in the room and laugh and smile and we don't even understand what the hell's going on.
Sometimes we're not even talking. That's like dubbed in. Life. There's two other guys that stunt doubles.
But, I had this conversation with Deja, and we were talking, and she said, so what's happened in the postseason? And let's lay this on the line right now.
Oh, God, please don't make a prediction and ruin it.
No, I'm not predicting anything. I've said this in the past. I don't pay close attention to baseball. I look at stats in the paper the next day, but I don't really watch a lot of regular season games. I generally don't watch baseball until the postseason, even when the Mets aren't there, even though I'm a Mets fan more than anything else. Not even more than anything else. I'm a Mets fan. But I still watch postseason baseball, but I always, like...
Do you really care, though? Like, did you really care about... Did you watch Astros-White Sox last year?
I absolutely did. I absolutely 100% did.
You were drunk?
No, because I was thinking...
The remote was over there.
Yeah, you know what? In my mind, I kept thinking, like, because I have, again, it's the anti-Steinbrenner thing that I wanted more than anything else for Pettit to win without, away from New York. That's why I actually cared. But again, I don't even have to care. I like to watch Pennant baseball. I like to watch championship
Pettit baseball. Pettit baseball, you like?
Yes, I like Pettit baseball.
So I
watch, like I said, I don't avidly watch until the postseason. What are you giggling about?
Oh, my God. We lost again. I'm sorry. If you can't follow along.
My mistake.
To me, Andy Pettit is John Travolta. You don't think they look alike? Oh, my God. Coach, put me in the game.
Honestly, no. I'm trying desperately to look at this. And
Clemens doesn't have it.
I honestly don't see it.
me continuously talking like John Travolta, even if I perfected it, won't make it any more than any pet it looks like him.
Wait, hold on, wait. Wait, try one more time.
Oh my God, Coach, come on. Put me in the game.
No, I don't see.
I'll strike all those White Sox out.
But yeah, so again, so as I was saying, I don't.
Sorry.
No, it's good. It's all good. I don't pay close attention. Like, we even had this conversation last night. I actually think I got all excited and I instant messaged Keith last night that I'm all excited. And his response is, it's about effing time. I've been excited since April.
You know? Actually, I was bucking you in December about, like, the hot stove.
But, yeah, there's 162 games, man. That's a lot of baseball to watch. I can't. I'll be burnt out if I watch a whole season. It's just, I mean, it's just me. A lot of people love it. I'm more of a football guy than a baseball guy. I've said that a million times over. But championship baseball, pennant baseball, and pettit baseball always gets me excited. About 4 weeks ago, before the Mets clinched, actually 4 or 5 weeks ago, whatever it was, before the Yankees clinched, because like it was within a week of each other that they both clinched,
yeah,
right?
It was like 3 or 4 days.
I had a conversation with our buddy Deja. And we were talking about, she was saying, oh, isn't it going to be so funny when the Yankees clinch before the Mets, even though you only have to win one and we have to win six. Just like, yeah, that's not going to happen, though, but that's fine, whatever. And again, I don't watch baseball throughout the season. I look at stats, and I know, and I read this paper, and I know who's impressive and who's not impressive. And the basic thing is, the Tigers didn't look impressive towards the end of the season.
No, not at all.
You know, they
think they were like 19-38 or something,
exactly,
down the road.
Yeah, like they actually, what was it, the last day of the season, they actually fell out of first place in their division? Or, I mean...
Oh, yeah. It was last weekend. They got swept by the worst team in baseball, officially, the Kansas City Royals.
Okay, so they were falling apart. They were basically falling apart. But idle.
Not to mention when they played the Yankees, too. They won two games during the regular season, if
so
I'm not mistaken.
So the idle threat goes out there. So Deja's like, oh, I can't. So the Yankees could beat anybody they face in the playoffs. They could beat this one, this one, this one, this one, this one. It doesn't make a difference who they get. And so I say to her, I say, you know what? You could say whatever you want. The Tigers, they're not good enough to beat the Tigers. Saying it idly, because at this point, I know that exactly like you said, they two wins, was it? I thought it was more than that.
I know they lost.
I know they lost. I know they got owned pretty much.
They almost got swept at home in four games, and the only reason they didn't is because Joe Torre didn't want to use Mariano Rivera for a fourth straight game, so he brought in Farnsworth instead, and he blew the lead in the ninth inning. And I think they won one game when they came to Yankee Stadium.
Right. So I idly said to Deja, they're not going to be able to get past the Tigers. I don't know what makes you think it. And she just starts laughing. Oh, you're out of your mind. You're out of mind. You don't know what you're talking about. I'd love to say that I hate to say I told you so, but I love that I'm telling you I told you so. Because the fact of the matter is, it was an idle, mindless thing that I said. And it just turned out that I was 100% right, as I usually am. You know what's being pointed out in the chat room? What the time of day is. So I'm going to do this over here. You're going to do that over there, as you're the new man at the helm today, as you link up that satellite to see what's going on so we can get stuff going. I guess it didn't work
the way you wanted to.
Now let's try it again.
That was satellite zooming around. It's hard to lock in on the right one sometimes.
Okay. So when you get it going, good. When you just dial it, basically, is what you're going to do, and let it go. Let it get connected, and then once you see the word connected on there, you know what? I'm not even going to go through the charade of this. Once you have it on, once you're ready to dial it, go, and we'll just let the phone ring, because everyone knows already what's happening here with the satellite. Our satellite phone network here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. You can get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith.
01.
Something got dialed wrong.
Everything's getting crazy.
0.
I like that sound. 0. You can get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith. You can call us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405. But no, you can't, because we're obviously doing something with the phone. And I'm trying to think what else. The Yankees are bad, and Mets are good. And the Detroit Tigers. I bet that Thomas Magnum is really psyched with his Detroit Tigers hat on.
Definitely.
Did you dial yet? You want to talk on the mic and I try and figure it out?
Definitely. As far as the Pinella thing, I don't think I'm not even going to pretend like all of a sudden I'm launching into some baseball discussion. Like, all right,
so let's forget about Pinella. Let's forget about everything else. Now hit the theme song because I believe that you just hung up on Vanessa.
I accidentally de-linked.
Oh no! No, Vanessa's there, right? Vanessa, you're there, right?
I'm here.
Okay.
Here's your theme music. Vanessa's not here yet with us, but here's her theme music. Everybody ready?
On your mark, get set, go.
Ouch.
Announce.
And now, a magical news report.
Magical.
From our magical news reporter, Vanessa Cheatwood. Now you can stop the music and then we say, hi, Vanessa. Okay, ready? You stop the music? Hi, Vanessa. It's us.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, we're going through some real professionalism.
I think I mislabeled the MP3s.
That must have been it. yeah, everything, I'm sure you've heard, things are not working the way they're supposed to be today. Keith is behind the computer of music and phoning and satelliting, so everything's a little crazy.
Nothing. Didn't I used to do this on the Brown Lodge?
Yeah, you absolutely 100%
wow.
did.
Wow.
But I don't know what happened. But we also didn't really do phones much there. We would turn
That's
it
true,
on,
yeah.
And we would turn it on. And
we never did when I was there because I'd hang up on everyone.
Great. Awesome. So, now we're supposed to do the 90210 theme song. Ready?
Wait, when that happens, does one of you punch the other one on the chin, you know, and like Brandon did to Dylan, like, you know what I'm talking about?
We don't actually go through.
Oh, never mind.
We don't go through the whole fun, the playful behind the white background, dancing with each other and pushing each other and punching.
Why not?
Because we didn't think of it yet. But I think maybe next week we should have a white background. I'll twirl in front of it. Does somebody twirl? Somebody must twirl.
We probably should have a TV in here that just plays the 90210 opening that we could sit and watch so we could reenact it for ourselves.
Oh, that's so hot. I would love that.
We could actually set it up to. I'm trying to think. We might even be able to get that set up that will work on one of the webcams that we could play the opening.
All right. The natives are getting restless. Vanessa, where are you? Everybody's going crazy asking.
I'm looking at the chat room, and I don't see that happening, but okay. I have a little tummy ache today. How do I sound?
It sounds like your stomach feels fine. Your stomach, okay, I don't know about your tummy, but just your
Actually, you're absolutely correct. Migraine boy is going crazy asking where you are.
All right, well, what do the loneliest people in the world use to fill the deep, deep, empty black voids where their parents' love was supposed to go?
Best
well, this weekend,
radio?
The answer was Star Trek props. In celebration of the 40th anniversary of cult phenomenon Star Trek, legendary auction house Christie's put on its block everything including the alien kitchen sink scavenged from the garbage bins of Paramount Television Studios. First conceived by author Gene Roddenberry in the mid-1960s, Star Trek has spawned 6 television series, 10 feature films, and a whole lot of plastic in the shape of the future. The resulting haul was over 1,000 pieces of props, drawings, models, costumes, and furniture from the Star Trek universe. To help give you a picture of the mania this auction spawned, the big item of the day was a model of the Starship Enterprise D used in the pilot and title sequences of The Next Generation. This sold to an unnamed lunatic for $576,000. That's not for an actual starship that you can fly or make into a ride or even sit in. That's over $500,000 for a 78-inch miniature that just happened to be hung over the blue screen in the credits. A replica of James T. Kirk's captain's chair sold for $62,000. That was a replica, never even having seen Shatner's bottom. A chair made of wood that resembled a chair from the bridge of the original series. $62,000. Any one of us could have marched down to the feeding frenzy with a Borg cube we made out of cardboard and silver spray paint and probably gotten some bids.
Now she tells us.
Ah, missed opportunities. But anyway, let's take a quick look at some of the things you could have had if you were in the market for some fake space crap. Romulan Senate chairs, estimated at $300. Sold for $2,200.
Were those genuine chairs? Genuine chairs or replicas?
They were genuine Senate chairs of a Romulan senator that doesn't really exist because it's TV.
Right.
Tricorder prop, estimated at $500, sold for $5,000. Alien hypodermic needles, estimated at $200, sold for $4,500. Data's Starfleet jumpsuit, $6,600. Worf's Klingon sash, $3,800. Borg cube model, estimated at $1,000, sold for $96,000. Three-dimensional chessboard of a game that doesn't really exist and you can't play, $29,000. Ancient Vulcan ceremonial gong, $5,000. Basically, every piece of styrofoam in the shape of a console, every leftover latex Vulcan ear, every plastic phaser with fake buttons and inkjet graphics, every Star Trek everything had a buyer, and every buyer paid well beyond any conceivable estimates. From the lead actor's wardrobes to the most mundane piece of ambiance, no prop went unclaimed. Total amount of money spent by men who will never, ever, ever have girlfriends, $7.1 million.
Awesome.
I can't help but think of all the things $7.1 million could do for the world. All the environmental protection research not done, AIDS babies not adopted, diseases not cured. But then again, charity donations just don't hold the same bragging rights as turning your dining room into 10 forward. Awesome. In my 7 of 9 jumpsuit, I'm Vanessa Cheatwood.
$7.1 million could also buy a lot of Star Wars stuff if you think of it that way.
See, all I was thinking was like, wow, think about how many World Series tickets you can get with that. But in all honesty, the thing that blows me away the most about the entire thing, before I get into that, what's the tricorder? That's the thing he talks into. Bridge. Is that thing? Is that what a tricorder?
No, the tricorder is the thing that scans the body and says what's wrong with it.
Oh, man, I could use one of those.
Seriously, I got so many ailments. I told you, I think I need some sort of surgeries.
You guys missed the part where it doesn't actually work.
Oh, whoops.
They'll get a refund.
Yeah, the thing that blows me away the most about the entire thing was the replica of the chair. The fact that, like, just someone built a chair that has nothing to do with any of this and got, what was it, 60-something thousand for it?
$62,000 for a chair that looks like the chair that Kirk sat in.
Okay, right there, right off the bat, what the hell are we doing? I will go in my backyard with a hammer and a saw and wood, and I will make nothing but replica Kirk chairs. Like, people build replica stuff all the time. You don't think we could build replicas of Kirk chairs?
Let's build a fake electric chair from the episode that never aired, The Execution.
Sick.
You'd probably get $4.5 million for it.
Yeah, if there is a market for making replica stuff like that, and obviously a huge market, $62,000, we're doing the wrong stuff. We're doing the wrong thing. I'm telling you, I think I'm pretty handy with a saw. I'll make some good stuff. That's
all right,
did anyone Vanessa, did anyone speak Klingon to you while you were there?
No, I put on my Romulan wig.
Oh, so they knew better then.
Yes, so everybody was afraid of me.
What a Romulans.
I was just about to say, I have, you know what? You know how like I jumped to the aid when Vanessa did her report about the, you know, the Renaissance Festival and how much I love it. Like, I have no grasp of any of this
stuff.
I don't know what a Romulan is. I don't know. I know what a Klingon is. I know that's what
Okay, the Romulans look just like the Vulcans, only they're the bad ones. They have the warbird ships that have the cloak of invisibility.
Visibility spray.
Wow, you know way more than I do.
Giving way too much of myself away.
I've seen every episode of the original series. I think I've seen one of a total of any of the series after that.
Vulcans are what Spock was, right?
Yes. Well, yeah. He was half Vulcan. He was half human, too. That's why you get a little bit of emotion out of him sometimes. Like, he'll crack a smile and point.
I don't remember seeing that episode. But I also didn't. I was never a Star Trek fan of any sort. I think if I've seen 3 episodes in my life, it's a lot. Never watched it.
Wow.
Yeah, just...
Which one did you see? The Tribbles?
I don't know. I saw some... I was watching one a couple of weeks ago. There's an actual whole thing on, like, the Sci-Fi Network, I think it is. My dad came over, and we were flipping through channels, trying to find something, like, it was a little later in the evening, something that was, like, non-offensive for the kids to watch, because, you know, my daughter's here, my sister is, like, 10 years old. You know, and we had to find something, you know, non-offensive for them to watch. As it got late, I didn't want to watch, you know, some sort of fighting thing, and I didn't want to watch, you know, some racy adult drama. So I'm flipping the channels, and on Sci-Fi, they had something called the Star Trek Exchange or something like that. And basically what it is there's, it looks like a console.
It's Star Trek 2.1. It's the chat room is live underneath the episode. Is that what you're talking
that's
about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. But on
that's on G4.
Okay, maybe G4. Okay, whatever it was. But on the right-hand side of the screen, they had like this the Trek Exchange or something like that, the ST Exchange. And like they were gauging, like it was tracking like stocks, that things were going up and things were going down, like stock in. Actually, Vito was here, now that I'm thinking about it. Vito was here for it. And he was able to explain it a little bit, like people's stock would go up, like when they talked and when they said something bad or not. It just didn't make any sort of sense to me, and I'm totally confused about it. You guys know what I'm. You obviously know a little bit about
it. I didn't know what the stock thing was. I thought that was just like. I didn't know there was any, like, rationale to it. I thought it was just like, you know. Like fake space stocks or something. I didn't know that it had anything to do with people talking or anything like that.
Yeah, like you saw, like, whatever, like when Kirk talked, then the stock in KRK would go up on the side of the screen. It was just weird. It was just weird, and I just didn't understand it. I thought it was like a game or something. I didn't even realize that it was a live chat room on the bottom. I saw that there were words going by on the bottom, but I wasn't paying close attention to them. I didn't know it was live. It was just an odd thing.
We're officially old. We don't know what the kids are doing on TV.
I would go so far as to say I don't think any kid is watching Star Trek 2.0. I think
2.1, bro.
It says 2.0 by Vito in the chat room. Oh, the Spock market. The Spock market. That's what it was. Vito pointed that out in the chat room. Yeah, it was just an odd thing.
I prefer watching the James Bonds go up and down. On TNN.
Yeah, like I said, it was just this odd thing, like of the stuff going up and down, and it was just weird. And again, like you said, we said before, we don't know what the kids are into. I would be willing to bet that the people who are watching or are tracking things in the Spock market are spending $62,000 on getting replica chairs.
Vanessa,
you're right. The kids don't have $7.1 million.
Vanessa, in your opinion, was this scarier than the Renaissance Fair?
Yes, absolutely.
In a word, absolutely. But you know what?
100% scarier.
You know, as you're saying, as scary as it is, you actually do seem to have some sort of empathy. That I mean, like, you do understand a little bit. You know a little bit about the Romulans. You know about, like, you know.
Well, she's watched the show.
Yeah, so you're kind of in
there.
She
didn't spend the replica chair was $62,000?
Replica.
Yes.
That's the one that boggles me. What's a phaser?
You shoot
a phaser is a gun.
That's why you set it to stun when you just want to F somebody up.
How much did those cost?
I don't know. I have the whole list, actually. I could read off all morning long. I mean, there were thousands of items.
Oh my God.
Phasers, you know, a few thousand dollars, I'm sure.
There
were a whole bunch of different kinds of phasers, you know, from various series and various replicas. You could get the Mark I phaser.
Wow.
You know.
How much did Scotty go for?
He's dead.
Yeah, that's why he's cheaper now.
He's in a space vase.
Didn't he get shot up into space? Is that what they did with his ashes? Seriously.
Did they really? No, wasn't that Gene Roddenberry?
I'm pretty sure they did the same thing with Scotty. I could have swore that.
I don't know why that just upset me so much.
Talk to William Shatner about it. He doesn't want to get shot up into space. He just wants to get sprinkled on an LAPD car because he thinks T.J. Hooker was his best work.
No, now he thinks Boston Legal's the best thing going.
I didn't even know that he was on that. He's
the big star.
I gotta watch some sort of TV that's
him
not,
and James Spader. I don't like that show though.
I gotta watch some sort of show that's not.
You don't like
Blue's
that
Clues.
Show?
I watched it a couple times, and just things about it annoyed me. It just not even things. It was just like I was losing my attention. I don't know. I watched too much TV, and something had to go.
I love James Spader.
I watched it because James Spader's on it, and I'm a homo.
Blaine
is Andrew McCarthy.
No, not Blaine.
Riff. Oh, no, that was Less Than Zero.
What was his name? Steph.
Steph.
Whew, thank God.
Oh, you guys, sorry. Or do you guys want the bed?
Did you get, by the way, did you get the Pretty in Pink?
I got it. It's still wrapped. I haven't watched it yet. Vanessa, have you seen that?
You have the ending.
The Pretty in Pink DVD came out with the original ending. Have you purchased that yet?
No, I haven't. I really want to see it, though.
I got it at a Pretty in Pink convention for $62,000.
Yeah, but when you actually talked about it in the chat room, somebody posted...
Replica ducky jacket.
Someone posted in the chat room about on the Amazon site about how it didn't have the real original ending in it. And so
yeah, and then we realized that was a post from 1998 when they first released the DVD.
Yeah, so I mean, since I can't believe that you actually have the ending and you haven't seen it. Like literally the day that came in, I would pop that right in the DVD player and just fast forward right to the end.
It's separate. It's going to be separate, like they always are on DVD. So it's like it's a separate 5-minute piece. I'm savoring it. There's not going to be any other alternate endings after that. I have to make it count. Maybe I have a big party.
Dude, like a 1965 like bottle of champagne.
Exactly.
You're going to wait to uncork it.
Thank
like,
you.
Special occasion.
Dude, do you know what year this is? It's 2006. You've already been waiting like 21 years for this, haven't you? Give or take. What year did that originally come out? 87, maybe? So maybe 19 years?
You know, I'm half joking, but really sometimes when I think, oh, I'll pop that out, I'm like, no, wait, I don't want to waste it on right now.
That's awesome.
And by awesome, she means awful.
No, I really mean awesome.
You're insane. I don't get that. I don't get a special occasion to watch a show or to watch a movie. I don't get a special occasion for that.
All right, I'm going to run home and watch it now.
There might be a day that he's, like, really depressed or something, or, like, you know.
Someday when I'm in full-on 80s mode, like, I can't take it.
There's a day that you aren't. Name a day that you aren't.
Sometimes you're really... Vanessa can vouch for this. Sometimes you're really...
Let's watch it.
Sometimes you're really... Vanessa, you can vouch for this. Sometimes you're really in, like, super 80s, new wave, like, you know, like, you're... all right, that's it. I'm done.
When we're instant messaging about 66 Sputnik, a band that no one else in the world remembers or likes.
kind of along that line, like.
Got it.
Or when we're talking about Depeche Mode, like it's the Bible or something. Like.
I'm telling you that I don't think I've ever known you to not be on some weird.
It's like I'm waiting for that night when I'm like, I can't take the 80s anymore, but in a good way. And then it's just like, wait a second, I have the Pretty in Pink original ending. Then you're going to call me. If you ring the phone that night, all
Kismet.
Hell's going to break loose.
Well, you'll be mad, or will it be like Kismet, and you'll call me over and say, oh, God, you got to get here and watch this.
I'll say, yo, remember your campaign theme song by OMD, If You Leave? You just ruined it for me. Thanks.
Great.
For those of you that don't know, Chris was going to run for borough president here on Staten Island about 7 years ago.
I would have ran if my campaign manager actually got me out there the way he was supposed to. Who's my campaign manager?
I think our buddy John.
No. He was my campaign manager when I was running for school, what was I running for, school board elective or something.
But
like
he actually started getting forms and things together, and you got scared and said, forget it.
No. He gave them to me, and I started filling stuff out, and then they did away with the position. That was, I swear to God.
What ended your political career?
Yeah, I guess. My political career probably could have continued after that.
Because the day that we were going to go get the like forms and find out stuff, we also went to get Dungeons & Dragons books instead. You ran for elf.
We never played that game, did we?
No, you just bought tons of books.
We made characters, though. Sick.
But,
hey, wait a minute. That guy Chris, who's in our fantasy football league, still has my DMs going.
By
the way, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. That guy still has my DMs guide was just uttered, in case you don't know. You can get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith, respectively.
Don't look back. Don't look back. That was going to be your theme.
Dude,
that was going to be your slogan.
Tell me what don't look back was again. I don't even understand that as being don't look back.
Don't look back. That's what he sings at the end.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just asking. Like, I'm gentlemen.
Sorry, I'm not Andy McCluskey from OMD. I could have made that name up and nobody... I don't know, Vanessa's on the phone. She would have called it out. Wait, who's that?
And I'm like, what?
You're getting in that weird 80s mood right now? Do you need to run home and pop in a DVD?
Yes. I said that already. All right.
Hot stuff.
Let's back it up.
Take a couple steps back. Breathe in.
Let's recap. Chris is running for president.
Right.
Yes.
OMD are doing a reunion tour.
Wait, what the hell's going on? What's going on there? I just looked into the chat room and Vanessa's words, shoot it up, are in the chat room. I don't even understand what's
six,
going
six
on.
Sputnik. You don't know the song Love Missile F-11?
Yes, I do.
There you go, Vanessa does.
Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. Take a step back again.
I took a step back. That's it.
Take another step further back. Just one step further.
Welcome
back
to Best in Show. Yeah, everything. You see, I got all crazy and excited. You can't bring up things like Pretty in Pink and new wave music.
How the hell did we get to this? Oh, because we were talking about James Spader.
Vanessa's at a Pretty in Pink convention.
Awesome. I wish.
Buying ducky shoes.
Yeah. No, his little bolo tie.
Awesome. A major appliance that says Blaine, $45.
I can't believe that if we go to your house, you don't actually have that, like on your refrigerator. You don't have the name, like the Frigidaire name crossed off and the word Blaine written on it.
Yeah, I should have. I'm a fraud.
What a creep. Awesome. Awesome. I love Star Trek. God love it. God love those who spend the money on it. Vanessa, as always, a fantastically captivating report.
Thank you.
I'm really hellbent on actually really making some sort of Star Trek chairs now. Making replica chairs. Maybe even for the room here, like we could sit in Star Trek replicas. If I even cared about Star Trek, maybe I would make the effort to do it. No, I probably wouldn't.
How about fake memorabilia? Like an old guitar, say it belonged to Leonard Nimoy.
What are you talking about, Bob? Leonard Nimoy? Oh, so it's gonna be Star Trek memorabilia but music memorabilia?
Yeah, like a guitar. Leonard Nimoy's guitar.
Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner put out lots of records.
There you go.
What was the cover song that he did that crazy video for? No, it wasn't even a cover song. The cover song was William Shatner. What was the one that Leonard Nimoy did?
He did a lot of songs. She's right. They put a lot of records out.
Yeah, I know,
out.
But he had some crazy video that I remember of him like singing with like hundreds of people.
Oh, I don't think
him.
I ever saw that.
All right. Here I go to the record shelf to get the Leonard Nimoy record.
Great.
And I will tell you what is on it.
The dude for
I really do have the Leonard Nimoy record.
Vito's asking in the chat room. He's asking Vanessa, but she's busy, so I'm going to answer for him. He wants to know if the dude from Dead or Alive, Pete Burns, actually became a woman. Technically,
yeah. Have you seen those pictures of him?
I don't think he did, but he's as close as you can be without. I rub my stomach when I talk about Pete Burns. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't think he really became a woman in the technical genital sense. But I think he's as close as you can be to one. He's a monster, an absolute monster.
Yeah, well, he's got those gigantic collagen lips, like.
Well, that's the sexy
Amanda
part,
Lepore.
Though.
Do you remember from the '80s where it was there was a little scuttlebutt going on that Morrissey and Pete Burns were an item?
No, I didn't know that.
Did you ever see that?
No.
Really?
See, I'm a fraud. Right.
I'm looking at Leonard Nimoy Presents Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space right now, and I don't see any cover songs.
Yeah,
music to watch Space Girls by.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a cover song. Like I said, the cover song thing was always Shatner. I'm trying to think what the Nimoy song was. And like I said, it's this crazy video with damn it. Could you give me 2 seconds? Because I guarantee you my wife will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Vito's saying in the chat room that he did a song called...
I don't even have to go see my wife. It's Bilbo Baggins. As soon as you said Vito said, I looked over at the screen. It is.
But wasn't that, I think, wasn't William Shatner on that song also?
Because
I actually once downloaded that song and it said Shatner and Nimoy.
Wait a minute.
Lennon McCartney, Shatner and Nimoy.
Oh, by the way, it definitely is. It is Bilbo Baggins because all the people around him were dressed like hobbits, if I remember correctly, in the video.
Wow, I want to see that.
But bright,
wow.
But they were wearing bright colored shirts. By the way, despond that. But despond that. Below that, I don't know what despond that could have possibly meant. What three words?
Despond that, bro.
What three words could I have possibly combined in my head to say that? But in the chat room, Nick just pointed out that you have to get a license to market replica items. I'm totally bummed.
Wait. So a license. To market replica items means like a license to print money?
Pretty
like
much.
You just get the license and then $62,000 wooden chairs.
I mean, if you only make one of them and it's really good, I guess.
That's a license for fakes, basically, is what that means.
Exactly. I have a fraud license. I'm totally into it. That's how I've been driving around as much as I
have. How do we get those?
So can you sell fake memorabilia then? Like William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy owned this guitar?
I think it's just replica items that you have to get. This is just like the guitar that Leonard Nimoy didn't play.
Let him prove that he never owned it.
Point taken.
Bro, I've never seen that guitar before in my life.
Liar. Hey, I'm it. I gotta see, because like think about it. You get replica football jerseys. That's a big market, and replica jerseys definitely get sold a hell of a lot more than authentic jerseys. One, because they're cheaper. Two, because they're more comfortable to wear.
But exactly, cheaper. So you got to sell them at a cheaper. You got to market more of them. So you got to really get on those chairs.
Yeah, exactly. $62,000 for the chair replica.
You have to sell 62,000 chairs at $1 each.
I don't know, man. I want to actually see what the chair really looks like. Maybe I should watch an episode of the show and actually start to design it and put it together. I'm into it. I like the idea of doing a replica of...
I don't think you should do the chair. I think you should do something easier, like Star Trek coasters.
The Millennium Falcon instead?
Yes. Star Trek coasters, like the ones used in episode 17.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't even know what
I'm not talking about a real episode. I'm
I don't even know what. This is how disconnected I am from Star Trek that I didn't know if that actually could have been a thing.
They probably used coasters at some point.
I'm going to start doing replicas of things from Everybody Loves Raymond, my other favorite show. I'll tie it all together. Excellent stuff. Awesome. Always, Vanessa, a fantastic report.
Vanessa. All right, I'm farming some pictures of Pete Burns to put on my Blogspot right now.
Oh, and your Blogspot is the one that I swore to God that I was going to link last week before my drunken debauchery continued after the show, and I never did anything because I'm a lazy piece of garbage.
Yeah, you're a real pal.
Oh, I know. I'm a jerk. What is that website again?
VanessaCheatwood.blogspot.com.
VanessaCheatwood.blogspot.com.
One last thing before you go, Vanessa. You didn't tell us what you bought at the convention.
Wait, what kind of convention?
You didn't tell us what you bought at the Star Trek, or the sale, or...
Oh, 7 of 9 costume.
Oh, okay, you did. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, see, yeah. I knew that she was wearing it. I just didn't know that she actually bought it there. I thought she owned it before that, but I...
She bought it at the Renaissance Fair, actually. They were quite mad.
I'm definitely going a 7 of 9 next year to the Renaissance Fair.
Wait, who is that's that Jerry Ryan girl, right? Right? Okay. I'm really hip. I know what all the kids are into.
She has big boobs.
Nice. Everybody loves those. I don't know what else I could possibly say about that. Awesome.
Thank you, Vanessa. VanessaCheatwood.blogspot.com.
Rock.
All right.
God bless America.
Talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. You getting the hang of that phone? That
I'm getting the hang of it. I tried to cut it off before we heard her hanging up the satellite, but...
But then you heard the satellite explode in space.
Yes.
Satellite's gone up to the sky. Wait, sorry, that's something else.
Satellite's gone up into Mars. Soon it will be filled with parking cars.
Look at you. It wasn't a convention. Lol. I'm just reading the chat room. That's where I'm at this point. Everything is totally insane today.
You know that show Dateline where they get the child molesters?
NBC?
Yeah. They get the child molesters. There was one where they were reading reading the IM conversation, and it says lol, and the translation of it is...
Oh, no, it isn't. I'd love to see your hairless nether regions.
It was really something terrible, like, I hope I don't get in trouble for this. Yeah, that show's horrendous.
Stick it in Barney's mouth.
The best thing is that show's been on so long that these dudes are now like, I'm trying to figure out what that means, and I'm just going to drop it. These dudes now are like, all saying in the conversations to the decoy. I'm a little worried about meeting girls because of that Dateline show. Then stop.
They actually say it on
Dateline. Well, that senator, was he a senator? That guy Foley that got in trouble for having dirty IM conversations with what was it, a 16-year-old male something or other? He brought up Dateline on a TV show, saying this Dateline show has done more for us than, you know, like in the fight against child molesters. That's a case of let me see how far I can push it.
Here's the thing. I don't understand.
Why dudes want to do that?
One, why do dudes want to do it? Two, you know it's going to get you in a lot of trouble. So you can't do it, even if you wanted to. And like I said, I don't understand wanting to. Don't get me wrong. That's not to say I haven't seen a 16-year-old girl walk by and looked at her and said, wow, she's attractive. That's not to say that I don't understand being attracted to someone that may not be 18 years old. But yeah, I don't understand talking to a 12-year-old girl. I don't understand looking at a picture of an 8-year-old girl. I don't get that. Regardless of that, but we'll take a step beyond that. Knowing it's bad, knowing it's something you can get major, major trouble for, how could you still keep doing it online, stalking girls online, knowing that there's tons of, you know, FBI agents sitting there or whatever agents or Dateline, you know. Ugh.
One dude showed up with, like, a case of beer and duct tape. And he's like, why did you bring this tape?
In case any of the beer bottles broke, I need to.
You know what? I wish I could remember his answer. It might as well have been that. Oh, it was something like,
I'm here to do some HVAC work. What? I brought the duct tape because I'm repairing ducts. That's why I came here. In case I get thirsty, I have this case of beer.
The best is when the dude pulls out the naked pictures of themselves that they sent the girl and says, what about this? Did you send these pictures?
No, someone must have doctored that.
This week on the show, there's going to be a guy that comes back for the second time. He's like, you look familiar. We met before. Like, this dude got caught twice.
We want to talk about horrible kid things. What about this, your homeboy? What's his name? I'm going to bend over. Like, I love
Andy B. Bad?
I have to get his name. Charles Roberts. I couldn't remember his name. The maniac who...
The
Amish killer.
Yeah, this guy...
It was a milkman. Drunken, and all I think about is there was an old Scatterbrain song called Drunken Milkman, and I wish I had it for today's show.
He did this because he was feeling the urge to molest girls again, so instead of just turning the gun on himself immediately, he decided to kill a bunch of little girls first.
Wait, to molest girls again?
Yeah, he molested relatives like 20 years ago or something.
20 years ago. Okay, I thought he molested his own kids. Mm-mm. See,
he molested relatives like 20 years ago.
I read... Here's the thing. After, like, the second day of reading about it, it was really making me so depressed thinking about these little girls that were just executed, you know, while they were handcuffed together. It really just made me feel, what are you giggling about? Oh, great. The chat room conversation's out of control. You guys are missing out on it. You should be here live on Sundays, because if you're not in the chat room and you listen to the podcast. But, yeah, you should be here live so you understand the nonsense that's going on in there. But here's the thing. It made me really depressed. So after like the second day of reading these stories, I just couldn't do it anymore. So I stepped away from it and stopped paying attention to what was going on with it. The last thing I heard was that it was something for retribution for something that happened 20 years ago. But it's not retribution. It was something that was resurfacing in himself.
Yeah, that's what they originally were saying. That they were speculating that it might have been retribution. Then it turned into the fact that he said he had molested whoever years ago, and he was feeling those urges again. So instead of just killing himself and doing the world a service, he decided to kill himself after shooting a bunch of little girls in an Amish school to blame them. He was planning on molesting the girls in the school because of the lack of security in the Amish community. He did kill himself, right?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm like tongue-tied. What's too bad? Why? Because you want to be able to kill him yourself?
Yeah, somebody should.
It's just I'm just tongue-tied about the whole thing. It makes me insane. Like to think, like, you know what, man? Like, if you're screwed up and you got an issue, exactly.
Yeah, kill yourself.
Take care of yourself. Obviously, you plan to do it anyway. Like, I just don't understand. I don't understand.
So it wasn't like. It wasn't like he was going to, like, do the, you know, like, oh, I have to kill myself because I'm evil kind of thing. It was like, well, I have to kill myself, but since I'm killing myself anyway, I might as well get some first.
Man, I don't know. I don't want to dwell on this too long because it totally it 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 totally changes my mood. And like I said, I've said in the past, it's not just because I'm a dad, and specifically the dad of a little girl. It's just the idea of doing things to kids is just awful. Awful, awful stuff. I just don't get it. I just don't get killing kids. Like, the fact that he let some pregnant people leave and the really young kids go and the boys go, it was just awful.
He was just picking and choosing what he wanted.
You're not attractive. You are attractive.
But then he just killed them. That's the weirdest thing of all.
No, well, that's because the cops showed up and he knew he was going to jail.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that part of the story.
When the cops pulled up in front, he called and said, I see the cops outside. You tell them to leave in the next 10 seconds or I'm killing people. You know, he hung up the phone before they even got a chance to call the cell phone back to try and negotiate with him. He just started shooting. He literally gave them 10 seconds to pull away, and they did it in 10 seconds. So he just started killing people execution style and then shot himself.
Good man. Guy.
Hold on. I'm getting hit over here. People asking for the hotline number because I think someone wants to talk on our radio
hey,
program.
Hey, dude. Rob Zombie's going to make a trading card of him. It's so cool. What? Serial killers, bro.
Would that guy be considered a serial killer?
Yeah, well, what's the difference?
I think serial killer means like you do it regularly. Like it's
I understand people that are like fascinated, like to read about it, because you just have some people have morbid fascinations.
I'm not. I don't understand that.
I understand having morbid fascinations where you're like read, you just want to read like true crime books and stuff like that, but like trading cards and stuff like, you know?
I don't know. If I could get any sort of trading card collectible set, I wouldn't get it. I wouldn't hang up on a caller. Is it gone?
Caller, are you there?
Yeah, the caller's there. Don't worry about it. He's okay. I think. He's not there.
No. Are you there? No, he's not there.
Dude, why'd you hang up?
All I did was click the green button. Isn't that all I have to do?
No. He's on right there. Click that.
Hello?
See, now he's not hung up on. So now we say, now we'll get back to like that really cool segue that I was going to do. You know, if I can get a trading card of anything, I wouldn't collect serial killer trading cards. I would get trading cards featuring Monty Love's pick of the week. It's a really neat
card.
Isn't
it the lock of the week? Lock.
It's the lock.
Oh, man. Wait, I didn't hear a sound effect that explained to me that it was the lock of the week, so how would I know?
Well, listen. First of all, before I even... Hello?
Yeah, you're there. You're there, buddy. Hey.
Okay.
It's our buddy Monty Love on the line joining us here.
Before I even get the lock of the week, I just want to say, do you guys ever think that maybe the young girls, maybe they want to see winners?
You know, I saw that you wrote that in the chat room, and I tried to ignore it when I first saw it. I think it's possible that they do. I think it's possible that they're curious, and that's fine. They should find a nice an 8-year-old boy to show it to them, not some 40-year-old creep stalking on them.
You guys both know how manipulative girls can be, all right? That's all I'm going to say.
He's right.
Point taken, I guess.
All right, and listen, and that girl Vanessa, she got like a theme song or something.
Oh yeah, she.
And I think it was popcorn, right?
Yeah,
absolutely, hot butter.
Isn't that?
Why can't I get hot butter? Maybe.
Wait, hold on. It's the theme song for the Lock of the Week with our buddy. Do you ready to play Monty Love?
Yeah, I'll put words to it.
Oh, nice.
It's Monty's lock of the week. It's Monty's lock of the week. It is also the lock on my door. Monty's lock of the week.
That's pretty good.
You know what? I'm leaving it on for the rest of the conversation. I'll just lower it a little.
Keep it low, sweetie. So
in all honesty, phone's doing all weird things. I'm hearing like the echo of me talking. And
maybe you should actually hang that up. Maybe you should stop the music.
Hang up on Monty and we'll listen to Hot Butter.
I think that could be adding to the confusion. You're hearing an echo. You're hearing yourself, I guess.
Yeah, I'm hearing an echo of myself, but I'm hearing myself jumble, so it's extra confusing.
Awesome. Yeah,
he's actually breaking up.
No, don't break
I'm
up.
Breaking
with
up?
Us. Don't break up with us. We want to stay together forever.
But.
It's a thing that happens sometimes. Sometimes our phone doesn't work. This is the technology we're dealing with. We're working with a soft phone. We're not using a traditional phone line. So sometimes it gets a little crazy and fuzzy.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna keep it professional.
Exactly. Be professional. It's exactly what you got to do here. As you get into your lock of the week.
Oh Jesus.
Nice.
How about that lock of the week last
week? Honestly, that was the what? Wait, what was and what was your lock of the week last week?
Last week was Miami under.
Oh wait, everything is getting insane on this phone line. Try one more time. It was the Miami,
It was Miami, Houston
versus Houston
under 40.
Under 40. And what was the final score of that fantastic game? I don't remember. I don't think I watched it. I'm not a big fan of sports.
I think the final was 17-15. Is that right?
17-15 was the final score of the game. That is correct, because the Dolphins.
It was like 6-3 at halftime.
Yeah, it was one of the worst things ever.
But it actually came pretty close. If they would have tied it at 17-17, that would have been 34, and it would have been a touchdown away from it going over. So.
But both of those teams with those high-powered offenses would have gotten – one of them would have gotten a field goal eventually, or a safety probably. Who knows? And it would have just sucked like the game did. Stupid Dolphins,
well,
worst team ever.
As far as the show goes, I'm 1-0. But as far as the season goes, I'm an unbelievable 5-0.
Dude, you know what? Let's try something. I'm sorry. You are breaking up absolutely horrendously. Hang up and call us right back in 1 second, or do you want us to call you back? Exactly. That's what we're hearing on the air, too. We're hearing almost the exact same thing as that. He hung up already?
He's gone.
All right, so we got Monty's Lock of the Week. You heard it here first.
What was it?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
That was the Lock of the Week. I don't know if he's calling us back or if we're calling. Did you hang up on him, or did he hang up himself?
No, he hung up himself.
All right.
I was busy playing the static game on unrelated on Yahoo.
If you have a lot of things going on that computer, that could also add
I
to
don't.
The,
I'll close whatever's here, but I don't.
Hey, wait a minute. Someone's calling on the hotline.
So now I click the number that's flashing, right?
That would be what you would do. You click that number that was flashing.
I click the number that's flashing, and I say, you're on Best in Show Radio. Who's this?
No, you don't even do that because we already know who it is. Now you just hit the hot butter
you
song
know who it
again.
Is?
I'm going to guess that it's Vito.
No, I need my theme song.
Why is it so low now?
Because remember I lowered it because I was going to keep it on for the duration of the conversation.
It's Monty's Lock of the Week. It's also the lock on my door. All right.
It's an alternate version.
It's remixes. It's the second pick of the week.
That one's remixed by Flood.
All right, now kill the music so we can actually hear him. Hey, so is that better? Are you echoing now?
No, that's much better.
Now it's like we're real
we
people
go.
Talking on the phone, like gentlemen. Like real
All right,
boys.
This is good.
So you're ready to go with your Lock of the Week.
Yeah, now I got nothing else to say.
We never heard your Lock of the Week.
See, when I call
I was just saying this is the fun part, is that on the season I am now 5-0. As far as locks of the week are.
And all your locks, you just do over-unders is what you do. You know, he's not counting the Lock of the Week when he came in for the interview and he talked about his Lock of the Week being the Steelers.
Actually, what he said is our Lock of the Week was wrong. He didn't say that was his,
that's
so
true.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that – no, that, so that wasn't a Lock of the Week. That was a pick of the week.
That was a pick of the moment.
That was – pick of the week and the Lock of the Week is much different.
Obviously. That's a whole different segment with a different theme song.
Slam of the Week. Sandwich of the Week. There's a lot of things I have.
My sandwich of the week is always going to be ham, yellow American, with mayo.
Really?
Love it.
Wow, let me get my pillow. I'm going to go to sleep.
What would be your sandwich of the week?
Reuben sandwich.
A Reuben sandwich? Oh, God, talk about pillow. You out of your mind? That's a Reuben is Johnny Typical. You can go to any diner and grab yourself a Reuben sandwich.
Oh yeah, and it's so hard to find that ham and cheese sandwich.
But the thing is,
you got to go all the way to Europe for that.
But here's the thing: I wasn't calling out the ham sandwich as being some sort of exotic, wild thing. You're bashing it, saying, "Oh yeah, let me get my pillow, snore, snore. I like a Reuben, like whatever, like that's a Johnny Excitement sandwich."
You can't go to any store and get a Reuben.
You can go to any diner and get yourself a Reuben sandwich.
But you could go to any hot bagels and get a ham and cheese sandwich.
But will it be a good ham and cheese sandwich? That's a different story.
See, here's the thing. It won't be a good ham and cheese sandwich. It'll be a ham and cheese sandwich. There's no good or bad ham and cheese sandwich.
Oh, God, I beg to differ 155%. There's a bagel store on the corner of I love getting local on the show that goes everywhere. On the corner of Rose Avenue and New Dort Plaza. You get a nice boar's head ham with some Land O'Lakes American cheese and mayo. Oh, my God. It's terrific. And it's got to be Land O'Lakes American, my friends. Got to be Land O'Lakes American. Awesome. I'm sure that Keith would be adding his feelings on his sandwiches, except for the fact that...
What's the sandwich of the week, Keith?
Keith has actually walked out of the room because I don't
know. Well, it got that bad, huh?
I don't exactly know why he left the room. He said, I'll be back in 1 second. Walked away. The thing is, Keith doesn't eat food anyway. If I actually had my computer, I'd be playing the Keith Can't Eat Food song right now to explain why he doesn't have a sandwich of the week. Hey, he's back in the room now.
I think Keith was embarrassed because he was going to say his favorite sandwich is a gabagool sandwich.
No, he would definitely not have a gabagool ever.
I never left the room. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no. What's your favorite? What's your sandwich of the week?
My sandwich of the week. I think I'm going to go to Burger King right after the show and.
That's not a sandwich.
Okay, I don't know. And like, I eat roast beef. I eat turkey. That's all I eat, and I love
and
cheese.
Gabagool.
He loves gabagool.
I'll eat, roast beef and cheese.
You're trying to make me be the bad guy right now. You walked out of the room, found out that my daughter is sleeping, and you're being extra quiet, and I'm going to be the only loud, boisterous one to get yelled at.
Dude, I don't think you ever really hear me. I think you're the voice that projects across the world.
You're talking like this now, and you don't talk like this on the show.
Yes, you do baby talk now.
A goo 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 goo. All right, I'm not gonna stand for this. So what's your sandwich?
Gabagoo.
My sandwich of the week is London Eye roast beef from Black Bear with yellow American cheese.
Wrong. The actual correct answer is
gabagool.
It's gabagool.
Excellent.
Actually, it would have been ham with cheese, yellow American.
Is that in the gobbledygook family?
No. For the record, if you guys don't know,
What about an MLT sandwich where the mutton is very lean?
Oh. Wait, mutton? Where are you getting a mutton sandwich?
That's from a movie.
Oh, I'm starving.
Name that movie. That's my movie of the week.
The movie of the week? Mutton, an MLT, a mutton
MLT sandwich.
No idea what you're talking about. I don't watch movies.
Is it from The Cable Guy?
No. All right, let's talk baseball. Let's talk football for a moment.
Oh my God.
Not going to tell us the movie?
But no, it's his movie of the week. We'll have to get it for next week. Whoever gets it right first gets a prize.
I gotcha.
That's my game. That's my game of the week.
All right, that's the game of the week. Whoever gets it, who knows where the MLT, where the mutton is really cheap from, will get a free copy of Monty Love's 20 Songs of Love. Does that work?
Oh, right. That's the prize of the week.
Awesome. That's the prize of the week. Do you actually have one of those to give away, or am I going to have to give away my own copy of it?
I mean, I could burn it.
Awesome. Perfect. You can get a burned copy of Monty Love's 20 Songs of Love autographed by Monty Love?
No.
Okay. Autographed by Keith, actually. He'll autograph it. We'll burn it. It'll be terrific.
If I'm getting a cut, I'll autograph it.
No, my friend Keith, not you. Some other guy that I met. This guy Keith. Actually, not even a friend. A guy Keith that walks down the block. All right. We've digressed for far too long here. What do we have for...
Oh, yeah,
since 11 a.m.
At least. 11 a.m.
Since April.
I was just going to say, it's been about 6 months straight. So what do you got here, Monty, for your...
All right, yeah, I got to take a shower and put my jersey on.
Okay, yeah, so you got a lock of the week.
Lock of the week. Oh, Jesus.
I was going to say, every time we've said it, you haven't hit the lock. It's starting to disappoint.
Well, every time that I run to the lock, my cat chases me, clawing me the entire way. So
you could step gingerly. You don't need to run specifically.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
The lock of the week.
Monty's lock of the week. In the Minnesota Vikings, Detroit Lions, we are going to go under 40 points.
Under 40 for the Vikings?
Under 40 points.
For the Vikes versus the Lions.
Yeah, we're going to have like a 13-10 game.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Which way it'll go, I don't know.
That doesn't really make much of a difference.
Nah.
For the Vikings, it does. They're actually playing pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be a great week of football. I'm watching about the TO in Philly. It's crazy. They beefed up police. They have like all police there. There's extra police.
Why? What's he going to do?
He might commit suicide all over.
I said, why? What's he
going to
do?
No, they're like the fans. That's crazy. And it's making me crazy. I'm getting so amped for it.
So is that going to be your...
Are you going to throw batteries at your TV?
What?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. You heard it here first, folks. Monty's lock of the week. It's the under for the Vikings versus the Lions. And your game of the week is going to be the Eagles versus the Cowboys. Could I assume that's your game of the week?
Yeah, well, no. Obviously, the game of the week is Giants-Redskins. But my 4 o'clock game of the week is going to be the Eagles game. I just hope the Eagles take his head off. It'll be great. And hopefully it'll end in a tie.
I'm hoping that the final score of the game, 45-3, Cowboys.
Really?
Three touchdown passes to T.O., and he's going to run one in as well.
Wow.
You heard it here
with
first.
With 2 field goals.
And then he's going to commit suicide on the star. Actually, it's in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
So I guess.
By the way, I got my 14 points this week are on the Arizona Cardinals, because I know everyone's going to be betting against the Arizona Cardinals.
I got the Arizona Cardinals this week. Although, you know what? I said last week that I didn't have the Saints, and I did have the Saints last week.
Who are the Cardinals playing?
The Cardinals are playing against St. Louis, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I have 14 on St. Louis, actually.
Yeah.
These are 30-point swings every week. They haven't been going my way. St. Louis scored a touchdown with a minute left yesterday. Last week, garbage touchdown. Pittsburgh gives up misses a punt touchdown in 14 points in a minute. Oh, come on now. Get off it.
Just so you guys know, these points that we're talking about a pick'em league that we're in with our buddy Monty here, that you all could have been involved in, but you're a bunch of jerks and you're not because you don't know how to pick and give us money.
It's really easy to collect money from people spread across the country.
What do you call it? PayPal, buddy. PayPal. It's the greatest invention in the world. I love that he's just randomly screaming what when he doesn't hear what? What's going on? Monty, buddy, we're going to talk to you next week. We'll see if your Vikings Lions pick comes in for the under 40 points. Thank you for all your help, and thank you for all your of the weeks. Terrific. Monty Love, everybody, you can check out his interesting world and interesting life over at MontyLove.com or at MySpace.com/MontyLove. Actually, is it Monty Love or the Monty Love? I think it's just Monty Love. Do you hang up on him already? Or is he still there?
No, he's still there. He should be, unless he hung up on us. Oh, he hung up on us.
He hung up on us. I think it's MySpace.com/MontyLove. You can check out, he's got the 5-year anniversary blog. Of the release of the 20 Songs of
blog,
Love.
Blog, blog,
blog.
It's a blog.
It's good stuff. Check it out and download it. I love that he's already in the chat room saying, man, I killed this week.
I think he wrote that before he came on.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just joking.
Joshing.
Did you make any notes while we were talking?
I'm actually looking. 9% of high school girls have chlamydia.
See? Another reason you shouldn't get caught in one of them Dateline stings.
You like that on my notes it says Amish dude. That's one of my big notes. Amish dude. Let's see.
They needed Harrison Ford in that town.
Hamilton Ford's? We got some of the interesting things that happened in this week. Anna Nicole Smith, you know, she got married like a minute and a half after her kid died and about 4 minutes after her other kid was born.
She had them remove the kid from the room, the corpse, so she could get married.
Exactly. She gave birth to one child on top of a dead child while exchanging vows. Basically, it was her gist. But they had the pictures this week, her wedding photos that she got married immediately afterwards to her to Howard Stern, right after everything crazy happened, and they're just nutty, like weird, like smiling, happy pictures. And I understand putting your best foot forward and all, it's just really creepy, man.
That whole situation's creepy.
What, the fact that she gave birth to one child on top of a dead child while exchanging vows? What's wrong with that?
That's the okay part.
Oh, sorry. Here.
Those pictures of her half naked.
Did you see that dress she was wearing? Yeah, I mean, like I know it's a crazy thing.
Somebody sued. Didn't somebody file a paternity suit claiming to be the father of the baby?
Yeah, the real father of the baby.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently the reason they got married in...
the alleged father.
No, they got married in, like, Jamaica or someplace weird.
Wait.
Hold on.
Then why did he have to file a paternity suit?
No. That's not who filed the paternity suit.
The other kid.
Okay, listen here. Slow down.
No, I'm just going
to
talk.
Let's take a couple steps back. Remember, take a couple steps back. Come on, Blaine. We can do this. Okay. She got knocked up by some dude.
Monty, are you there? Oh, I went too far back. I'm sorry.
Fast forward a drop.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night. We'll see you next week. No, so she got knocked up by some dude, and she had the dude's kid. But because she didn't want to have anything to do with the dude anymore, she married her lawyer in some weird Caribbean place. Like I said, I don't remember if it was like Jamaica.
She married Howard Stern?
Robin.
That's her lawyer, is Howard Stern.
Robin.
Howard Stern.
Robin.
That's your lock. Every time I say Howard Stern.
Yes. I invented getting married. Robin. And getting divorced. Her Howard K. Stern is who she married, the guy from her show who she hung out with all the time. She married him in, like I said, some Caribbean country. Like I said, I don't remember if it was Jamaica or Bahamas or something, but it's a country that if you get married there, they recognize that your wife's child is your natural child, so you do not have to adopt. You are that child's father then. That's why they got married there. That's why the father is the true father, the real father, the absolute father, the definite father, is filing a paternity suit. Because he had to have sex with big, fat, gross Anna Nicole Smith to have a baby, and now he doesn't even get to have the rights to that old guy's money because of it.
Ah. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we are low-life scum. That's my favorite saying.
On Trim Spa?
Yeah.
Trim Spa, baby! It's like doing more K-Rock impersonations very poorly.
Sorry.
What, you waiting for me to say something? I was going to sit back and relax and enjoy a little drink here. Hold on, Lane. Watch this. Another story is this week. Your other girlfriend, Paris Hilton, got punched in the face by...
That's not what the paper said.
The paper says she got punched in the puss. But I think they actually meant her face. It's the New York Post. They're going to make everything racy. I can't wait for the Post. By the way, did you see the Post today?
No, I didn't.
I hope the headline is Yanks fold, Mets sweep. Should be Mets sweep, Yanks fold, but this is a Yankee town.
No, I told you it's going to say Yankees hate America.
There's actually a bunch of people actually on like ronfez.net that were posting about how it has to rhyme. So it was like some of the most ridiculous things like Mets sweep. Alex Rodriguez is a creep. You know, they were going through that whole thing of trying to rhyme it.
New York Tankies.
Oh, I love it. We'll see what that is later. But
the rest of the world is known for like 8 hours.
But we'll see.
When we finally make it out of the house.
Well, we've been out of the house, but we get to a paper stand and actually purchase. Or just look and then leave. But Paris Hilton got punched in her puss by Shanna Mokler. You know who Shanna Mokler is?
No, but I'd like to.
She's really, really an attractive girl.
Unattractive or unattractive?
Attractive. Oh, she's okay. Attractive. She was recently on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm sorry. Your house smells like Burger King because it's across the street. It smells
you smell
so
burgers
good.
Right now? Yeah. I don't think that's from Burger King. I think it's because I have the fan open and my neighbor's probably barbecuing.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
She was on Dancing with the Stars recently.
Oh, I've seen her.
She's been in Playboy.
I haven't seen that.
She used to star in a fantastic program on Spike TV. Actually, I think it was the USA Network. At the time, called
Law and Order,
Pacific Blue.
Never seen it, but I know what it is.
With Mario,
Kate Bosworth.
Oh, she's kind of Kate Bosworthy.
No, wasn't Kate Bosworth in?
No, absolutely not. Kate Bosworth was definitely not in.
You just told me the other day that she. Oh no, that's a surfing movie.
Wow, you're insane.
I have my finger on the pulse, my friend.
Awesome. Shanna Mokler, and she's most popularly known, I guess, from being married to the Blink-182 drummer, Travis Barker, and they had an MTV show called Meet the Barkers.
I do know who she is now.
Well, they recently broke up.
I thought that girl was a porn star that he was married to.
No, Playboy model, that's it. I wish she was a porn star. I'd love to see her doing filthy, horrible things. Totally not the same thing.
Slut.
I didn't say that wasn't the same thing, but no. Actually, it's funny that you say that, because the whole, like, the guys behind what their divorce was that Travis claimed that she was cheating on him and banging a bunch of dudes, so he left her, whatever, blah blah blah.
I think it was the opposite, actually, though.
If you look towards the wall of our room right there, we have an autograph from Mark Hoppus, Travis's bandmate in their new band Plus 44. So we're going to take Travis's side at all costs, because they're obviously coming in our show.
Travis didn't sign it for us.
Oh yeah, Shannon definitely didn't do anything wrong. I just realized that. No, yeah, actually, our buddy Vito got that.
I take Johnny Maestro's side.
I love doing jokes about pictures on the wall in the room. Yeah, so apparently Paris has been seen canoodling with Travis Barker. Not in here, just in general. And so as a result, when Shannon Mokler showed up at some club like a week ago where Paris was, she ran over and punched her in the puss. Puss.
Does anyone have this on tape? Puss. Not like, ooh, that's so sexy, but I just want to see it.
I'm sure it's probably some sort of security tape someplace. Excuse me, but I haven't seen it yet. Just, I don't know. Dude, like, you're breaking up with your husband. Do you really need to go fight with the girl? Like, I just don't understand. Like,
being you're an out-of-control Hollywood idiot. That's what it comes down to. Like, you live in a fantasy world.
Punching people you don't like.
Actually, that's not even the case, because the half the idiots around this low-life, terrible place we live would do the same thing. So it's like,
it's not just Hollywood. It's just like, I just don't understand living a life where you punch people you don't like. If that was the case, you'd have bruises all about your face.
Honestly, a nuclear weapon's really a bad thing if they get rid of people.
Great. Maybe World War III isn't that... Oh, man. How Sweep It Is actually what the Post's headline is. That's what we got. How Sweep It Is.
I thought they were going to focus more on the Yankees losing.
And the sports page headline, 3 and out.
Which isn't correct.
What do you mean?
3 in a row, but 3 and out would mean, you know... 3 and out means 3 and out. Like, you have 3 chances and you're out. Not 3 in a row and you're out.
Do you think that they mean that the 3 and out would have been the Mets winning 3 and then they're out to add 3 for them and the out is the Yankees?
Oh, so the paper's more clever than I am is what you're saying.
Yeah. By the way, we're being asked about Lost, something that we probably should actually talk about before this show gets a little too far out of control.
Yeah, I know, because we could control that at this point.
Play the Lost theme song on that computer.
Okay.
Play
hold on, let me find it.
Want to get it on this computer? Oh, wait, this computer's not on.
Okay, I got it.
Can't wait for Hot Butter to start.
Yes. Oh, no, I that was an accident. Here it is.
Turn that up. It's a little low. This week on Lost, I am let down.
This one. Nothing. Yo, you're let down?
No. Here's the thing. I posted this on our message board, which, by the way, if you guys don't check it, Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Go to our message board. I think it's forum. You click on, go to a message board. It's terrific. By the way, if you don't know, we've been rambling for like 20 minutes there. I didn't realize you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com exclusively on tpxradio.com. You can get us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405, or get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith, respectively, or Hot Butter. You can also go to the chat room, go to contact, and it'll be good. Lost this week. Good thing we had the Lost theme song there. The show was good. I enjoyed the show. But then after the show, I go online, and like I said, I put it on the message board this week. I started talking to Keith after the show, and you pointed out some pretty fairly horrible news to me. Why don't you recant?
From what I understand, there's going to be 3 new episodes, including the one we just saw.
So 2 more new episodes. 2.
And then the Taye Diggs
2?
Groundhog Day show, where he's a cop that relives his life every day, a la Bill Murray, serious actor in Groundhog Day.
Taye Diggs. I'm a creep because I put in the room that it was a Damon Wayans show.
Well, you put Damon Wayans or something. Taye Diggs is something.
He might as well be. I was thinking about my wife.
He wasn't Marcus Welby.
I was thinking about my wife and kids. That's what I was thinking about when I said the Damon Wayans show.
Wow, you're all over the place. We were talking about Damon Wayans. Now you're talking about your family. Just take a step back.
Hold on, let me. The description of the show on the podcast this week is going to be the take a step back episode.
Take a step back and listen to something else. Yeah, and then the show will come back. But I guess the show then is supposedly going to come back for 19 straight episodes.
It's actually supposedly is the correct pronunciation.
Oh, sorry. Supposedly, actually.
Supposedly?
It's supposedly, actually. It's going to be 19 straight episodes after that. Originally, it was supposed to start in September. It was going to be 7 straight episodes, then Taye Diggs, then 15 more in a row. Now, it's supposedly 3, then Taye Diggs, and then 19 in a row.
I like the idea of 19 in a row. I hate the idea of 10 weeks off.
You need more than 3 in a row.
I hate
7 and 15 I can deal with.
I hate the idea of 10 weeks off. And here's where I'm at on this right now. I am convinced. Excuse me. I'm a little congested. I am convinced that this is part of the Lost Creators bigger plot. I do not believe.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't believe for a second that this is ABC just saying, "Oh, we have this great hit show. Let's try and put a stupid show with Taye Diggs in the middle of it for no reason." I think that this is all part of the plot. I'm thinking that either A, whoa, this computer just went to power save. There we go.
Well, the writers did admit that they wanted
a break
in the middle rather than 2 episodes, then 3 weeks off, then 1 episode, then 2 weeks off. I don't know that they wanted it to be 3 and 19, though, as opposed to 7 and 15.
Here's what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
My original thought was, I'm convinced that this is all part of the bigger plot, that they want to see how much they could make us be like Sawyer, the rat in the cage, figuring out how to get our reward. I thought that for a little bit, and now I'm gonna come back on that. I'm going to recant, and I'm going to say, I'm thinking that the Taye Diggs show is going to somehow tie in with Lost.
But nobody's going to watch it, though.
I know. All the more reason to do it.
You're going to make me watch this show now because you're just going to keep finding things that don't exist and saying, look, bro, see, it's tied in.
The first episode.
Not that I don't watch every stupid TV show anyway.
See, I don't watch any TV. I still haven't watched The Nine. I have a TiVo. I haven't watched it yet from last week. I'm telling you.
There's no way.
Watch the first episode of Taye Diggs Undercover. Here's the thing. I actually went to the ABC website trying to find out what the name of the stupid show is with Damon Wayans as I was looking for it, and I couldn't find
it. My Wife and Kids.
Right. But but what I did find on there that does look really awesome is the new show The Traveler. You see the coming attractions for that?
No, I haven't even seen it.
Looks awesome. The Traveler. It's like some dudes trying to be
canceled by 2009.
Dude, canceled before. I don't even think it has a time slot. I think that's going to be the mid-season.
Hasn't been green-lighted yet.
That's going to be the mid-season replacement for the Taye Diggs Hour.
The Taye Diggs Hour. Hello, everybody.
Hello, MDA. This am Taye Diggs. What? We're not allowed to do step and fetch it bits? Yeah, I don't. I'm, honestly, I don't even know much about Taye. Who did Taye Diggs do?
Who?
No. What did he do before this?
Oh, I don't even know. I know who he is. I can picture him, but I don't
know
what
I've ever
seen
him in.
Wasn't
he in, like, the Fast and the Furiouser?
Probably.
Yeah, like, he wasn't even in Fast
no,
and Furious.
He wasn't in that.
He was in Fast and Furious 2.
Wasn't there, like, an underwear model in that?
Wasn't Taye Diggs an underwear model?
Maybe.
Bryce.
Yeah. But I don't even know if that's him.
I think Taye Diggs was in the Fast and the Furiouser.
I know I saw Taye Diggs in a movie, but it was like a romantic comedy, somebody's getting married kind of movie.
She's got to have Stella's got to have her groove back.
See, I'm not trying to paint with that brush.
I'm being honest. I really thought that he was in one of those movies, like either Stella Got Her Groove Back or
she's
got to
have it.
Have
he wasn't
it.
In that was a Spike Lee movie from way long ago with wasn't his it, sister in it.
Wasn't he in Do the Right Thing?
Yes.
Wasn't he was X?
He was the Italian guy in the pizzeria.
He was in X, I thought.
No, he was in My Best Friend's Wedding, we'll say.
Wow. Taye Diggs had some WB shows with Vanessa Saint.
Vito's got to know.
I'm sure Vito's probably not listening already. He probably went to the other room. He's still mad about the chat room comments you made earlier.
What did I say? Oh,
I don't know. He said he was leaving right afterwards.
No. He meant he was going
Tyrese,
to
Tyrese. There you go. There's Vito.
He said he was going to Vanessa's blog spot. He wasn't going because I called.
Taye Diggs did some lawyer show, Tyrese.
Oh, Taye Diggs was the lawyer. What the hell?
Oh, and Taye Diggs was in Rent. Let's do the time warp again.
He was in Rent and then on Law and Order?
Yeah, by the way.
He was in the Rent movie?
He was in Rent on Broadway. I know that. And I actually think he was in the movie, too. By the way, I'm making fun
of it. Jesse L. Martin was in Rent.
What?
From Law and Order. He was. There wasn't more than one black character in Rent, was there?
Yes,
male,
there are.
I mean men?
Yes, there are.
There was more than one guy?
Yes, there is.
I never see one in that picture.
There's a gay guy, and then there was a guy from that was their friendship.
Oh, but not somebody that would be like on the cover of the...
Yeah.
Really? I only saw one in the kid from Adventures in Babysitting.
There was the guy who's with... All right, now, like I said, I was making fun of Rent a second ago and trying to compare it to Rocky Horror.
And I'm drawing you in so you admit it.
The fact of the matter is I love Rent. I thought Rent was great.
I watched 10 minutes of it.
I didn't see the movie. I've gone to see the... I actually own the movie on DVD, still haven't watched it yet, but I've gone to see the show twice.
We should watch it together.
I thought it was absolutely excellent. I love it.
Can I just point out that you were with a coworker?
Let's do
and you're making fun of me on the phone. You're calling me gay for something about Depeche Mode, and your coworker, I don't know who it was, says next to you, you're calling him gay. You're listening to Rent.
Yeah, I definitely listen to the Rent soundtrack while I'm driving around. I want somebody to share.
That's my favorite song in Rent.
Scary. Dude, you owe me a Coke. But Taye Diggs.
We're going to talk about Rent.
And Taye Diggs is the friend. He was in the original cast, I think, of Rent. He was the friend that they used to live with that moved out and now owns the building. Then there's another black guy who dates Angel. And he's...
That's Jesse Martin. Who was also in the original cast.
I don't know.
I saw 10 minutes of the movie. I don't know if it's the same as the play. They come back, like it's after New Year's Eve or something, and they come back and they got robbed.
Robbed? No, they didn't get robbed.
Maybe I'm wrong then.
They got locked out of their
house. Oh, they got locked out of their house, right. Yeah.
Because they didn't pay their rent.
Wow.
That's crazy. Now you understand it.
Not really.
It's honestly one of the corniest shows in the world, yet really good. I'd love it for some reason.
I'd probably like it, too. That's why I'm not
it's
watching
just a
it.
Jump to the left. Yeah, it's really good, though. Oh, man.
Do you dress up in Rent clothes when you go to see it?
Yeah. They're called clothes. That's Rent clothes. Actually, most of the audience at Rent is dressed much better than the people. And you see a girl's butt if you watch it, if you ever pay attention.
The movie?
I don't know about the movie. I told you, I didn't watch the movie. I have the DVD, I watch it. But if you
see Rosario Dawson. I don't want to see that.
I know it's not Rosario Dawson, because Rosario Dawson plays the AIDS girl.
Oh, see, I really don't want to see it.
See, that makes it a little sexy. She's dedicated to sex.
Sexy or tempting?
Kevin Hill.
That was the show!
I can't even front like I did it on my own. Vito put it in the chat room. And he was in a movie about a wedding called The Best Man.
That's the movie I saw. I wouldn't watch that.
Wow. Do you think you could vamp for a couple of minutes? Because if I don't go to the bathroom soon, I'm going to explode.
Yeah, sure.
Talk about Rent.
All right. It starts out, Susan Sarandon and Barry Bostwick are driving along a... Dude, I'm vamping.
I loved him in Stone Cold.
They're driving along a... All right, seriously, I don't get this chance. I hardly, rarely ever get this chance. I put out a call last time for somebody that wanted to take my place, somebody with actual talent, and nobody ever really wants to answer that. So here's the deal. I'm actually now going to offer money. If you'll get me out of this hellish relationship with this horrible radio partner that I have... I will give you 70% of all, 70% of the creative end, and 52% of the financial end. So you'll actually make more than me. We won't even split it down the middle. I'll be like the mad dog to your Mike Francesa, and 70% of creative control. And then basically, that's it. And they pay their rent. To the transvestite.
And what about the part where they go, his name was Robert Paulson? His name was Robert Paulson.
That was Meatballs.
Sorry, I got confused. By the way, Vito called me out before when I was talking about sandwiches. Meatball Parmesan Heroes are my favorite thing in the world.
I hate meatballs. I've never eaten one in my life, and I won't.
Meatball
balls of meat, ill.
Meatball Parmesan, delicious. No sauce, by the way. No sauce. So you got to be a gentleman, because if you have it with sauce, it's disgusting. I'm not a big fan of sauce. For an Italian, I'm a really lousy Italian. I hate red sauce. I think it's pointless. The only point for red sauce is to cover up something you don't like the taste of. Or maybe to dip a mozzarella stick in. Do you like pasta with sauce?
Sauce.
Have some sauce with that.
I like love putting the stir in the gravy and putting it on.
I hate gravy.
Does anyone in your family say gravy, meaning sauce?
Yeah, they say gravy when they're talking about the brown stuff.
No. I mean like a lot of Italians call sauce gravy.
No. See, that's crazy talk. Real Italian people make sauce. Gravy is what people think Italian people call sauce. Sauce is red. Gravy is brown.
But I've definitely heard people say it, referring to sauce.
They're all jerks. I came this close to finally just on my own, 100% cursing full-fledged on the show, because I was going to say, those people are effing a-holes. Because that makes me really mad, because gravy is brown.
I understand. I understand.
Maybe I should go to, do you ever go to a supermarket and see a nice can of turkey sauce? No. It's gravy.
You don't need to point it out to me.
Preach it to the choir, buddy. Preach
I'm
it
not
to the
Italian.
Choir.
I know the difference.
Vito's father's family called it gravy. They were effing a-holes. No disrespect, buddy. But I can't even understand that. I can't even understand gravy.
Ugh. Well, he corrects them, so.
Gravy means like it has meat in it, right? Isn't that what actually the dictionary definition of gravy is?
Oh, I don't know.
My dictionary definition.
I thought it was that guy that was here a couple weeks ago.
I was just going to say, my dictionary definition of gravy is the bass player of Monty Love. Good stuff.
Not really.
Great. And Vito in the chat room, my father's side, a-holes. I hope they're listening today. Let's see.
I think you're wrong about Lost. I also don't think... I was wrong about... I
forgot that we were talking about Tay Diggs for so long.
I posted in the chat room that I thought jumping the shark... Not in the chat room, on the message board. I thought jumping the shark meant literally because of that episode that gave it its name of Happy Days, where he jumped the shark when he had already jumped the barrels. I thought it meant repeating the same thing and knowing the shows.
And I was halfway through starting to write my response to you of what jumping the shark really was, and when I decided to actually look at the rest of the post and see that someone else already corrected it.
So I was wrong about that. But the thing is, I don't think Lost has jumped the shark any means.
Totally hasn't. The only
it has, you say?
Totally hasn't.
Oh, okay.
My issue with Lost at this point is strictly that they're taking this 10-week break, and I'm going to try and hope that either Tay Diggs has something to do with it, or
it's at least a good show.
Or it's at least part of the show, or that he's going to at least be like, 10,025,600 minutes.
That's the song that I heard in the movie.
25,000 days inside a year.
Because I was going to call you up and say that to you.
Dude, they sing that song like 20 different times.
Oh, okay, no wonder.
It's the beginning of Act 2.
You're a homo.
And I'm 100% honest. It totally is.
That's the song they were singing when they got home and realized they were robbed. I mean, evicted.
No, that's what they were singing, and then they discovered they were evicted. Bro, don't get me
started. I said before.
No, you didn't mean it.
Rosario Dawson has a girlfriend? Or is
no,
that the wrong character?
Boyfriend.
There's two gay girls in it, though, right?
And one of those is the one whose butt you see.
Awesome.
Butts. By the way, I don't know if you heard. There were some things I wanted to talk about last week that we never got to. Thankfully that we didn't, because I didn't do a lot of notes this week. There's going to be a Second Avenue subway. It's finally been approved in Manhattan. The Second Avenue subway.
In 2017, we'll begin planning.
The planning will start in 2008. Not even screwing around. But the original plan for the Second Avenue subway was approved in 1929.
Awesome.
Okay, we're talking about
Manhattan. The market crashed and everything went crazy.
Exactly. We're talking about New York City here. We're talking about Manhattan, obviously, not to get too local, but there's actually a reason why I bring this up that has nothing to do with local. So the Second Avenue subway in Manhattan.
Was it really because of the stock market crash of 29?
I would assume it probably did. But so the Second Avenue subway was approved. It's going to be uptown. It's like in the 50s to like the 70s is where they're doing it. I guess like, I'm trying to think what the hell's over there. Nothing. There's no reason for it not to be there. I guess you would have everyone has to take the 6 over there, and you have to walk over a couple of blocks, just like J-Lo on the 6. So it's going to start in 2008. What's the name of her record, bro? I'm sorry.
I
you don't know what I'm talking about half the time. I understand. I'm a jerk.
I know she's Jenny from the Block.
Yeah, that was on the 6. So here's the thing. As this planning is going forward, Native American villages and burial grounds may be in the way of the tunneling equipment. So they're going to have...
Yeah, I'll ride that train.
They're going to have archaeologists there to make sure that they don't run into anything. How did these enormous skyscrapers get built on top of these Native American burial grounds in the first place? Did anyone see the movie Poltergeist at any point? I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, these buildings have existed since before Poltergeist. But how totally creepy to think that if you're in, like, you know, on 2nd Avenue in the 60s or 70s, you know, like a what's up there? Cornell Hospital is right over there. Like, just think when you're at Cornell Hospital, you're on top of a Native American burial ground, most likely. They're almost positive that there are villages and burial grounds in there. Creeped out.
The reason we're able to build over these burial grounds is the same reason there's so many burial grounds. So it doesn't really matter at this point.
I guess. We'll take your land, kill you, bury you, then build things on top of you. It's the American way. God bless America.
Don't get me wrong. I'm 100% behind that whole thing, but because I live here. Well, buildings have been safe up to this point.
I guess...
Actually, maybe they haven't.
Didn't one, like, one right in that area just blew up a couple weeks ago because some landlord tried to blow up his building because he had too many bills or something. Actually, that's a little further over. That was over by Madison.
I'm talking about
local explosions for some reason. I don't know why.
No way. New York. It's a hell of a town.
It really is. Other odd news before we get ready to break out of here.
Other odd news. We'll be back next week.
Yeah. Somehow we have not been canceled yet. Jack Neal. From Lincolnshire, England, he bought a pink Nissan Figaro on eBay for $17,100. Cool.
Great story.
Jack Neal is two. He knows how to use his mom's computer and learned how to logged on, and went on eBay, and he wanted a pink Nissan
two.
Figaro. Two.
No,
two.
No. Not true. Can't be true. Two. A two-year-old can't comprehend eBay.
My kid can't comprehend shut up when I tell her to shut up.
Well, no kid can comprehend that at any age. But
good point. But yeah, I mean, but my kid can't comprehend lots of
stuff. Yeah, a two-year-old doesn't understand eBay. Mrs. Neal, perhaps, bought the car and decided to blame little Jack.
Like I said, my daughter knows to come to the computer. My daughter knows how to request things on the computer and how to do things with the cursor, you know, with the mouse. I guess it's possible he's an exceptionally smart kid, and the kid knows eBay and knows how to bid.
It's not even like you can hit a button that automatically gives you the next highest bid, and maybe the kid was just messing around.
Yeah, of course you do. You click bid, and the bid comes.
You have to enter in the amount you want to pay, though. You have to manually type in the amount, the numbers.
I don't know about that. I've never bid $17,000 on anything, so I don't know.
But it's the same if you bid $17. You have to. That's how eBay works.
I've never done that either.
Well, I have, so if you want, you can take my word for it. That's up to you.
I've never done that. I don't believe you. Yeah. I mean, so the kid could have... You don't think he could have typed 17100?
Yeah, but it's so strange that he would have.
Apparently he did, according to his parents, Jack.
Okay, let me ask you something. If you came home and you found out you were getting sued because you defaulted on an eBay agreement, right?
My daughter did it.
And okay, case closed. And then,
if my landlord somehow shows up dead with her throat slit buried in my backyard, my daughter did it. I swear, officer.
Not yet.
Oh, so, I'm supposed to say this after. I forgot.
So you tell, you come home and God.
It's really awful, man. She's a nice lady. I feel bad now. She's
just
a nice lady, and I hope she doesn't
out
die.
Of nowhere, such a horrendous thing, like.
I mean, we're talking about, you know, getting away
with
stuff.
We're talking about eBay, right?
Obviously.
So you come home and your wife tells you, and you say, what are you, crazy? You bid $17,000 on this car? And she's like, no, our daughter did it. Like, who would you believe? That's my whole point. I don't care how smart a two-year-old is.
My daughter specifically, I wouldn't believe it because she would only buy American. But if it was anyone else's daughter, I'd believe it. Like, if you told me it was a pink Chevy, I'd buy into it.
A two-year-old cannot comprehend eBay and bidding and prices of cars. It's impossible. I don't care how smart a two-year-old is. It's physically impossible.
I think it's possible that this is an incredibly intelligent kid. I think it's possible.
I don't think that's possible to be that intelligent at 2 years old. you can be intelligent. Maybe a kid. I don't know.
Okay, for the record, Vito is talking about in the chat room, see if my daughter can email him an Excel document and that she makes the best PowerPoint presentations. Understand, my daughter wasn't the one who won the eBay auction. And I'm not claiming that my daughter bid on this. I'm just saying, in general, that my kid knowing a little bit about a computer, maybe this kid seems to know a lot about a computer. Maybe it's possible. I think it's plausible. I think it could happen.
But it's not. It's a matter of comprehending the bidding process and all that stuff. No, I don't think that's possible. For a two-year-old?
I've seen some pretty smart two-year-olds.
That smart?
Dude, the car was pink. How smart is the kid?
We know people our age that it would probably take a few times to explain eBay and what you have, the bidding process. And maybe, they're adults, as dumb as they may
maybe
be.
Maybe the kid didn't even know he was really purchasing it. I think it's possible that a kid could have entered
it. I guess it's possible if it's really weird coincidence that the kid typed in numbers, maybe saw the parents do it in the past and typed in numbers and... I don't even think I can buy that. The kid clicked in the little box, typed in numbers, and clicked bid and confirm bid. When there's a million things, cancel this, that. Like, the kid followed through the whole process.
Go on eBay right now. Let's see all the steps involved, even though you just named them all. Forget it. Don't even bother. That's her story. I'm sticking to it. And I think there's nothing wrong with it.
I want to make a correction to my TV picks. I said Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip was a great show. Then what they Studio 60 very briefly Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip is it's a drama about a comedy show. Basically, it's a drama about the making of a show, a Saturday Night Live show. It's like Matthew Perry and Amanda Peter in it. I thought it was really good until they started feeling the need to actually show you some of what's supposed to be so funny on the actual Saturday Night Live type show, and it's just so incredibly bad and horrendous that it makes me not like the show anymore.
That was one of the knocks that I heard about the show is the fact that they're writing this great comedy show, but the one comedy the comedy show when they actually show the show itself, it's not.
It's so too smart for itself. It's nothing that Saturday Night Live or any show like that would ever do.
Hey, and Vito's talking about it in the chat room. By the way, you have to sign into your account too. You can have your account saved. You can absolutely have your account saved.
eBay always makes me sign in again.
If I hit the word letter J on my computer, my name and password pop up, and I
can
hit
enter.
Oh,
because of Mozilla, that's right. Saves everything for you. But anyway, that's what really bothers me. You know what? I'm going to actually try to do a little work. Next week, I'm going to bring in some of the audio, if I can, of that show, because I think you can watch them on NBC. I can record it, and you can hear supposedly some of what's supposed to be so funny on this show that would be like a big hit TV show, this like Saturday Night Live type of show.
Yeah, but look at the hit TV shows that are out there that are so funny. Your favorite, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Exactly. And simple and dumb. The jokes on this show are so intellectual, and it wouldn't happen.
I think it's about time for us to get the hell out of here, buddy. You've been listening to Best in Show. Thanks to Vanessa. Thanks to Monty. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you guys next week. BestinShowRadio.com. Bye-bye. Who's this band?
Early morning to work with Stacey runs. She lives in Old Bridge, somewhere near a pond. She goes to movies most every Friday night. But she didn't like Hostel, it gave her such a fright. She's such a plain Jane, they say she's boring. What's a girl to do? Flowers, she stacks them all around. She is so quiet, she doesn't make a sound. The guys all know her, but never take a look. She don't know men now, she knows inside a book. She is so quiet, she'll never try it. What's a girl to do? Years now, she's worked in the same place. They know her name now, they never knew her face. That's the story. needs you. Beast of grace.